Hey everybody, it's Carly.
And it's Johnny.
And this is the Ghost Wolves Podcast.
Episode 3.
Woohoo!
Special edition.
Yep.
Because we're not in a van right now. We're not going 100 miles an hour down the highway. We're stationary in a hotel room.
We're in Paris.
In Paris, which is really cool. And we are happy to be not moving today. We have the night off because our show with the Dead Boys was canceled. And that seems to be a theme lately. There's just kind of like some misaligned stars with clubs as of late. I don't know what's going on.
Well, unfortunately, the show with the Dead Boys is canceled. We were going to have a really fun show with them in Paris. But yeah, they're not going to make it. So yeah, we have the day off. But yeah, but then we also, another show got canceled this week.
Yeah, our show in Vienna next Thursday. I'm going to say they canceled on us, even though they're trying to say we canceled on them. I feel like this club canceled on us because we don't play smoking clubs.
Can't do it.
We've done it before. In Europe, every once in a while, there'll be a room where they want to allow indoor cigarette smoking. And we've done it, and it makes us sick, and Carly gets really sick really fast from it, and I feel like shit the next day, and the people who come to see us and pay their money to get in don't expect it, and they just get cigarette smoke blown in their face all night.
It's so horrible.
It's on the top of, we don't have a lot of demands as a band. Like, what do we need? A 6-pack of beer, maybe some tacos.
Don't say the word taco.
Oh my God. I know. It's just what
we haven't had tacos in too long.
A 6-pack of beer, maybe some goulash, here. some goulash, and a
vegan goulash,
and a sound system, and someone to run it, and no smoking. That's what we want. And we're not making big demands. It's not Queen over here. You know what I mean? We're Ghost Wolves. We just want to play a show. So anyway, so the club, they're not willing to put up no smoking signs and tell people to smoke outside. And it's the summertime. It's freaking summer out. It's beautiful outside. You can go outside to smoke. And so we just said, well, then forget it. And they said, same thing. Forget it.
Yeah, we're bummed because we did have some people coming to see us, and they're bummed, and we don't want to bum anyone out.
There were people coming from Berlin all the way to Vienna.
Yeah, and from Prague. We had some people say they were coming from Prague.
Multiple countries.
Yeah, and
so it's sad.
We don't like to cancel shows, but we just can't do it.
Well, we didn't cancel. They canceled.
They canceled. Well,
they can't meet our expectations.
Yeah, they can't accommodate us. And so, but the no smoking thing. Our show is so high energy, and we breathe in deep to sing and to play the drums and to play the guitar and like be maniacs, and it takes a lot of air, and we just require clean air. That's just how it goes.
Yeah, it's not a big demand. I mean,
it's like going and working out in a smoke-filled room. I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's not like we're sending them our guacamole recipe ahead of time and demanding that they make our guacamole.
Oh, guacamole. Keep talking about Mexican food.
And it's not like I sent them our enchilada writer.
Shut up! Chilaquiles, Mom, if you're listening to this,
oh God.
We're missing the chilaquiles.
I'm dying for some chilaquiles. But not dying enough to breathe smoke, so maybe we'll see you next time, Vienna. Sorry if you want to write a mean letter to the club, we fully support that, because I think it's bullshit, personally.
I mean, yeah, just make an exception for one night.
Yeah, it's not, it just doesn't make any sense for people to blow smoke in each other's faces. Smokers can go outside and smoke, non-smokers can have a clean environment, everyone's happy, or only smokers are happy, and you don't get a show, so. Anyways, that's that.
Yep, that's that. So we ain't going to Vienna.
And while we're on the subject of complaining, last night in Paris, almost got in a fight with the sound guy. I think he was wanted to fight. Like he was about to give me the let's go outside. I mean, yeah, because he thought we were too loud, but we weren't even breaking. We could hear people talking over our show. And we were trying to keep it quiet. They have problems with their neighbors, and we were trying to keep it. We were trying to play their game.
Well, okay, I was playing their backline amps, which were provided, and I was playing them at the level the sound man wanted me to play them at. So, I guess really I wasn't the problem.
No, he thought I was playing too loud drums, but I really wasn't. I mean,
we're a loud band.
We're a loud band, but we can adapt to rooms. We try to. It's an important skill for a band to be able to make their show. Like, we've played in cities before, Milan, where they wanted us to play quiet, and we did, and it was fun. But these guys just seem to have unreasonable expectations, and the crowd was really, there wasn't a big crowd, but they were into it. They were having a lot of fun, so it was kind of like a real bummer when the sound guy was hassling us.
And, yeah, he brought up a mute for your snare. Is that what he
brought
up?
Yeah, he wanted to put all this stuff all over the drums that made him muted, which was almost like, well, why even play drums?
And then he came up and he kept turning down the amp, and I wasn't even turning it up, and the amp was, it was a backline amp that was, it sounded horrible. So eventually I switched to another amp that they had on stage, and it sounded better for sure.
I think we were trying to play the ball. And that was the thing. And when I saw he was mad at the end of the show, I went to apologize. I just want to say, hey, dude, I'm sorry. We were trying to, you know, to do what you wanted, but it's hard when you have a crowd of people talking over your show. I could hear them talking. Like, that's weird. We should be able to be above the crowd with our sound. And he got all mad at me, and he was yelling at me in French.
Oh, man. Yeah, he was perturbed.
He said I was disrespectful.
Hmm. Well,
I said, you're a poopy pants.
Shut up. Well, I went up to him after, and I just said, thank you so much. And he just turned around swiftly and walked away.
He's very Parisian. I think we're dealing with some of the Parisian, like, no bullshit kind of. When they're mad, you know. A little bit of a New Yorker attitude.
Yeah, you know? I can see that. Like I could feel that.
A little bit of a fuck you. But
they had a decibel reader in the club, but we were never told what the limit was. And there was a band before us, and they were going.
They had six people on stage.
Yeah, six people
they
on
were
stage.
Easily as loud as we were.
They were. I mean, I was watching the reader. It was going up to like one. I think the highest it got was around 106 for them, and we were in that range too. So
I mean, we get it. You got neighbors. You got to do what you got to do. But it just makes it hard for everybody to have a good time. So, I mean, we're not that loud. I mean, come on, guys. We're not freaking...
And, I mean, especially when I was using an amp that was about a 12 by 12 square. I mean, it was like, it was tiny.
Yeah.
It was a little orange amp, and those are cool, you know?
So,
but
on to the next gig.
Yeah, it was... Anyways, it was fun. The people that showed up, they threw down. And it was cool. We had some friends from Texas show up. They're on their honeymoon.
They're on their honeymoon.
James and Claire.
James and Claire, congrats, guys.
Congrats.
So we went out with them after the show and had a couple rounds of mojitos because it's so hot here. And we found some really delicious mojitos. They were
refreshing.
Very fresh.
Oh, and it was cool. They put chili powder in there. I had never had mojitos with chili powder added.
I liked it.
Yeah, it had kind of a dark flavor added with the sweet and the minty.
Man, those were good mojitos.
Yeah, we had fun with them after. And
we just talked about everything. And
chatted it up.
We chatted it up like a bunch of yahoos. And then we parted ways. And today, it's already almost 1 o'clock. We're going to go find some lunch. And then we're doing a music video later.
Yeah, we worked on it a little bit yesterday before the gig. And we're going to work on it some more. Maybe go to an old abandoned train station, I think you said.
Yeah.
And ride the subway to get there. Do some shots in there, maybe.
Yeah. So we're going to get around Paris today. It's going to be awesome. What else do we got while we're here? Because this is a special edition non-van podcast today. Most of our podcasts, you guys, will be coming directly from a speeding van down the highway somewhere in the world. But today we're just chilling, which is a rarity for us. We don't get a lot of downtime on the road.
Yeah, it's rare to have a day off, so.
But I guess next week we'll have some because we're not going to go to Vienna.
I know. Now what are we going to go do?
Well, we'll go do something cool. We'll find something. There's Europe. There's stuff everywhere. You can just go to a castle. Let's just go to a castle.
Okay, let's go to a
castle. But hey, tomorrow we're playing Muddy Roots Festival in Belgium, and that's going to be awesome.
Yes, Muddy Roots is going to be so fun.
Did we talk about that yet? I don't think so. Because Muddy Roots, okay. So everybody listening, if you're in the States, you got to go to Muddy Roots Festival in Tennessee. It's near Nashville. And it is seriously one of the coolest music festivals out there. It is so cool.
Yeah, we played it last year. I think it's in September, isn't it?
I think so. It's sometime in the year.
It's in the fall.
Maybe in the fall, but
Labor Day.
It takes place in kind of like a hollow, I guess you'd call it, right? Would you call that a hollow?
I think so.
I don't know if it's a hollow.
Well, it's just the rolling hills of Tennessee.
Yeah, near Nashville, out in the hills. and it's a little hillbilly in a really great way, and very rock and roll, and there's just like dogs running around everywhere.
Loved all the dogs.
Free camping. You can camp any, you know, everyone can camp. Everyone camps out. There's no hotels around there, and BYOB, which is ridiculous. And like, and if even if you don't BYOB, the beer's really cheap, so you're not in for a lot of money. It's not like a real super commercialized thing, even though, you know, it's a commercial thing, but it's not like it's Bonnaroo.
There's three stages, big tents, and just some cool vendors. It's really laid back, but the crowd gets down. And let's see, we played with the Dead Boys there and Death Valley Girl, right?
Yeah.
And who else played that day? We played
Freight Train Rabbit Killer.
Oh, yeah. You got to check out Freight Train Rabbit Killer. They're over here. They're going to play Muddy Roots, too, but they're playing the next day.
So, we're playing this. It's the Sister Festival, the European version.
Yeah, they have one over here, and we were invited to play. And
we're really excited.
Yeah.
It's a really nice festival.
It's going to be a big highlight for us this week.
It better be. So, what else? I don't know. I think that's it. I think we're going to go find some vegan food in Paris, which shouldn't be too hard. And maybe walk around if it's not too hot, and just be people for a day, because we don't get to do that every day.
Sending you love from Paris. Hugs and kisses.
Love you, Mom.
We miss you.
Love you, Mom.
Love you, Mom and Dad. And give our love to all the puppies. Kiss each one of them for us.
Everybody give all the love to all the puppies.
Yes. All the puppies of the world. And we'll talk to you guys next time. Thanks for listening. Hey, write in with more questions. We'll have plenty of time to answer them on our way to the next station.
To Belgium. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.